Like if there's multiple ends on it, right? He has to understand that if he's making a sweetheart deal for one person, he may not get that sweetheart deal himself.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
What you are about to listen to is an excerpt from the weekly mastermind call that I host, where I lead real estate agents to learn how to make sales every single month of their careers. If you'd like to join us, I would love for you to do so. I invite for you to visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com. That's cpicoachingcorner.com to go ahead and register and join us online. My name is Dan Roshan. Let's dive into the show.
Pros and cons of rent-back. Dan Roshan and Maria Thiel discuss the pros and cons of rent-backs. Learn about post-settlement occupancy agreement or rent-back in this episode of Consistent and Predictable Income for Real Estate Agents.
I have a question about something I'm about to do for this contract that I have not done before, and that's a post-settlement occupancy agreement. Never done it. I guess in this market, people are doing them. So what are the pros and cons to that? I already know that the one that they had on before, they rent it back, I guess it's called rent it back, post-settlement occupancy for free for 4 or 5, 6 weeks.
Okay. So yeah, it's called a rent back. Technically the post-occupancy, right? But commonly it would be referred to as a rent back. The challenge with doing it for free is, so I had that with a buyer who actually put the property under contract first. Then he got an offer on his property, and the offer that he put on the property he was buying, he gave them a free rent back. So then the offer that came out on his house, they wanted a rent back to make all the timing work. And what was it? Am I getting this confused? I think I'm getting this confused. They wanted a rent back. And one way or another, it was like one wanted a free and then the other wanted to pay for it. He was basically like, well, if I'm not getting any money, then they shouldn't be getting any money. Right. It was two different parties.
Right.
Okay. So he sort of messed himself up by agreeing into it on one end of it.
Right.
Okay. And so that's what you have to be, you know, like if there's multiple ends on it, right. He has to understand that if he's making a sweetheart deal for one person, he may not get that sweetheart deal himself.
Good point. That's a good point. Yeah. In this particular case, they are leasing. Anyway, she's about to be homeless in a week. So they already found a short-term rental, which I didn't even know that was available in this area, but somebody's going to let them rent short-term for a couple of months. So they're already paid up for the next couple of months anyway. So they were going to let them stay in there for free until September 19th.
Okay. I guess the other cons could be if there's any damage to the house during the occupancy time, particularly if there's no money involved, particularly if there's no security deposit involved, right? So there's no protection, you know, should somebody live there for free? Probably not, but that's just my personal opinion.
All right. Well, in order for us to win the contract, we already know that whoever had it before, they had an option. I mean, this lady just told me everything. They had three contracts. The two that they were looking at, the ones that had the rent back, one had a rent back for free. The other one did not. They chose the one that had the rent back for free, of course, even though the other one was $5,000 more. So that told me that the rent back thing was more important to them than even adding $5,000 more to the price.
Fantastic. Something that you could do, and I'll go with it, right? I think you're completely right on that. For future, particularly when you have somebody, you know, giving you all the clues, just ask and say, hey, would it be more important that they had the rent back than more money? Right. I mean, you're putting that together, and I think you're absolutely correct. I would bet on that.
Yeah. She actually put in there they must have a rent back until September 19th.
Right. But is it important that they have it for free? Right. Yeah. But based off what you're saying, I would think absolutely yes. Right. But you could ask.
Yeah, I could ask.
Yeah.
I could have. So I just want to make sure I'm not, like Mindy was just saying, do I need to put like an extra other terms in here? So anyway, I just put zero, you know, flat fee is zero amount, occupancy.
Do it for a dollar. Do it for a dollar.
Oh, for $1.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do $1.
I bet that's what your broker would tell you. I'm not your broker.
Your broker, she actually told me not to do this form, even though it's not the way to do it. The associate, the other one, not the main one. Just say you'll do it and they take care of it, settlement. But when I was talking to this agent, no, they want the form.
Yeah.
A part of the contract, not just somebody saying it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to. Yeah. I agree with that.
So I'll do a flat fee amount of $1 and then occupancy deadline, the day that she told me, the 19th. I'm not sure if I have to do B, though, default. If seller fails to vacate, I guess I do have to do that. If they fail to vacate, she's willing to give her 2 more weeks for free, but then that's it. So I guess they'll charge them after, because their rent, their mortgage is due. There you go. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say October 1, how much ever their mortgage is for that month.
Yep.
To cover them.
Yeah, do it per diem. Per day. Okay. And then the reason why you need the dollar is because that's consideration. So if you remember, but going back to contracts in your licensing school, if you remember consideration, I know we all forget it. I get it. I hate when people say, you don't have to pay attention to any of this stuff. You'll never need it. I'm like, yeah, well, but if you know it, you'll be a better agent.
Right. And the security deposit, can I put zero for that?
Well, that's where I actually want. I'd really rather actually have the security deposit, because if they do make a mistake with something, you know, that's up to you in the negotiation, right? But I would rather ask for a couple $1,000 in security deposit, because then they're covered if something, you know, gets messed up. But that's between you and your client, so I don't want to get involved in that piece.
No, I'll ask her. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. So yeah, I do have to call and ask you about that. But other than that, there ain't nothing else on this form. I mean, this is my first time doing it, and I feel like I can definitely do it again. And what Bendy said and you said, I understand it. So yeah, cool. That's my only question.
Yeah, and that's not uncommon, Maria. It's more common in today's market, but that's not uncommon. Like throughout the years, like, you know, we do those all the time. Thanks for popping into the CPI podcast today. If you want a jumpstart, I would love for you to join us and attend a live mastermind, the Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching Corner, led by me every single week. To learn more, I invite you to visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com. That's cpicoachingcorner.com. The training is 100% remote and 100% real connection. The CPI systems will help you to double your sales. So today, visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com, and I'll see you online.